Thousands are without power now. A foot of snow has been forecast and is falling in parts of New England, New York, Ohio, and Pennsylvania. That is going to be through tomorrow morning. U.S. financial markets, they are closed today in observance of MLK Jr. Day. This is SRN News.
So I invested in one of those fancy new exercise bikes. Without a doubt, a very special tool to help me get healthier. The problem is 3 days go by, then four, and I've done nothing. And then it's night five, and I'm sitting at the kitchen table, and I look down at myself, and I can't help but just laugh. Because there I am, wearing the exercise t-shirt that came with the bike, and I'm eating two corn dogs. And I think we'd all agree, the special tool only matters if we use it to our benefit. At United Faith Mortgage, we believe we have an advantageous tool for you. Our mortgage team is an arm of a bigger company who is a direct lender, which means our company gets to use its own money and make its own decisions. There's no middleman. And often, this allows us to get you a better rate on your refinance or new home purchase, which can save you monthly and lifelong money. We are United Faith Mortgage.
United Faith Mortgage is a DBA of United Mortgage Corp, 25 Meadow Park Road, Melville, New York, licensed mortgage banker. For all licensing information, go to NMLSConsumerAccess.org, corporate NMLS number 1330, equal housing lender. By license in Alaska, Hawaii, Georgia, Massachusetts, North Dakota, South Dakota, or Utah.
Ladies and gentlemen, in just a few moments, we start our daily broadcast.
Who listens to radio? That go where you go medium called radio. That's with you every night through the long commuter fight. And in the morning with your toast and mama lady, oh.
John.
What is FM?
Good.
Who listens to radio? No matter if it's summer, winter, spring, or fall. Who listens to radio? Only 150 million.
I want to be a DJ.
You do?
Woo! 150 million people. That's all.
That's the radio.
I think I heard of that.
It's called the radio.
As the 21st century began, natural selection, the process by which the strongest, the smartest, the fastest reproduced in greater numbers than the rest, a process which had once favored the noblest traits of man, now began to favor different traits. A dumbing down. How did this happen? Evolution does not necessarily reward intelligence. With no natural predators to thin the herd, it began to simply reward those who reproduced the most and left the intelligent to become an endangered species.
David Blackman and Greg Budell present Tales of the Idiocracy.
Welcome to Costco. I love you.
I love you too.
And joining us from somewhere in Texas, the man with the 10-gallon brain, blogger David Blackman. Sometimes my, it's very cold here. Sometimes the brain and the tongue aren't on the same page. But David Blackman is here. Welcome, and how are you today?
I am just wonderful. How are you? I guess I'm warmer than you are.
Well, it's not so bad right now. This morning was really, really chilly, and I did my daily bike ride in that stuff.
Ooh.
Yeah. Ooh. I can't, if I'm, I just know myself, I know if I missed one ride, I would be on the path to sloth.
Yep. Yep. And I know the feeling. I'm the same way.
And Rosie is with us, and there's nothing to talk about. So how about sports?
Oh God, can we skip it?
Yeah. What? Hey, the Cowboys. What? And Dak Prescott, was he applauding fans throwing stuff out of the stands at the referees? Did I read that correctly?
He did say that. I am frankly a little ashamed that he would say that. As bad as NFL football officials are, I don't think anybody should be advocating that fans throw stuff at them from the stands. The game yesterday was a travesty of horrible officiating, but it went both ways. And the Cowboys, you know, don't have the officials to blame for losing that game. My God. I mean, most of the penalties that were called were things the officials could not avoid calling, you know, and it just, it's really a sad thing that he would have said that. And unfortunately, even at this late hour of the day on Monday, I have seen no statement from him correcting that. So, not good.
No, no. You had mentioned, since we're on the subject of sports, that, first of all the major sports are led by the biggest weenies on the universe. So
they certainly are.
Spineless, gutless tools who are just like, you know, politicians in one respect. You know, what is the left demanding today, and how can I show them I'm going to acquiesce as quickly as I can to whatever it is they want? Somebody, and I want to bring this up because somebody mentioned this morning that the NFL's ratings have gone up this year.
Yeah.
I wonder, because my interest in the NFL is like infinitesimal, really. I used to be an NFL fan. I just can't. And then I see the stuff that Roger Goodell just seems to openly approve. I mean, this halftime show coming up, the Super Bowl, could be rather X-rated.
And I don't even know who the entertainment's going to be. I have seen nothing about this.
Starting with Snoop Dogg and a few others who are known for that.
Oh, good. Man. Great.
You know, man.
That just is. Well, I mean, that's perfect for the NFL's culture, the way they're taking their own league's culture. I would say Snoop Dogg is probably the perfect representative for them.
I saw a highlight recently where somebody caught a pass and crossed the goal line for a touchdown, dropped the ball, and then started humping the air. Like it was having sex with the invisible woman. And I'm no prude. I just thought that was like really classless.
Right. And there, no fine from the league. All his teammates partying around him and fans cheering it. And it's all cool and it's great. And, that's where the league wants to take itself. It did have a successful season this year. The ratings were up. There was a lot less focus on all the George Floyd social justice stuff that they focused so much on during the 2020 season.
Speaking of him, while Joe Biden...
And I think that had a lot to do with it.
While Joe Biden was telling us about all those old Democrats we don't want to be like, seemed to not notice that he was describing people who were Democrats.
Yeah, they all except for Abraham Lincoln. You know, he mentioned Bull Connor, and he mentioned George Wallace. Mm-hmm. And Jefferson Davis, all Democrats, members, proud members of the Democrat Party. George Wallace, of course, was the governor who stood at the gates to the school, the front door to the school to prevent, which university? Was it
University of Alabama?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
To prevent the first black student from attending school there. He was a Democrat, folks. He was a Democrat. A Democrat. They're all Democrats.
What about Robert Byrd, the guy from West Virginia, more recent vintage? Wasn't he a...
Right.
Yeah.
Well, the Grand Kleagle of the Ku Klux Klan. The Ku Klux Klan was invented by the Democrat Party in the aftermath of the Civil War to prevent social justice from taking hold in the southern United States. It was a tool used by the Democratic Party for that purpose for 100 years. And for any Democrat politician to talk about racism without talking about it, the history of their own political party, which has been the main driver of organized racism in our country for more than a century, is shameful, disgraceful, and disgusting.
How about the words, if I can recall them correctly, when he was doing that nasty speech at King's Grave, to honor the name and memory of George Floyd. Have we really fallen that far off the deep end? What happened to George Floyd shouldn't have happened. But George Floyd, last I checked, was a career criminal who was constantly on law enforcement's radar. It's funny.
Yeah, a lot of the crimes were violent sexual crimes against women
and now even children. We've got murals painted. We have statues. Yeah. I'm sorry, I can't.
A year ago, by the way, let's remind everyone that a year ago, the current president of the United States at a press conference said that on Martin Luther King Jr. Day, said that George Floyd's killing had a bigger international impact than the assassination of Martin Luther King Jr. Think about the kind of perverted, just incredibly wrong in every way sense of history a person has to possess to say something like that.
Yeah.
The assassination of Dr. King was like, you know, the single biggest, other than the Kennedy assassination, the single most tragic event of an entire decade in American history. And
I see this. Martin Luther King did not have the impact.
I get emotional about this. Sorry.
No, I understand. I totally understand. You know, you see the impacts of the Floyd situation on so many levels. On TV, marketing, it's like there's this giant corporate apology going on, and they're presenting a society that has nothing to do with the reality of America. It's become comical.
And it's also cynically political. I mean, James Clyburn on Friday, he's become like the most outrageous demagogue I've ever seen in my whole life, talking about this idiotic federalization of the elections bill, which is just a bill that would essentially institutionalize massive voter fraud everywhere in the country.
That's why they want it so bad.
That's what it is. And he's doing an interview and saying that I'm afraid if we don't pass this bill, we're going to lose our democracy.
Oh, brother.
Well, nonsense. This doesn't have anything to do with preserving democracy, and he knows it. And it's just all so sleazy and cynical, and it's just hard to pay attention to.
Sadly, a big chunk of the idiocracy buys into that.
Yeah, no, I know.
I know we're a democratic republic.
That's what's so tragic about it. Because you have people like Jake Tapper sitting on CNN, nodding his head, saying, yes, you're right. You're so right. Yes. You know, I mean.
You mean the network that's lost 90% of its target audience in 1 year? That network?
Think about that. There's a network that had, what did they have? They
2.7
had like 110,000 viewers. 110,000 viewers for a whole day in the key demographic.
Right.
In early January.
Down from many hundreds of thousands a year ago. What? How did they lose their appeal? They're still cheerleading this imbecile in the White House and his incompetent vice president. I mean, that's with every passing day. We all thought Joe would get a few months and that would be it. They'd find a way to make him go away so they could put Kamala in there. And I think I can't think of anything that would do more to destroy whatever's left of that.
No, I think they've realized they can't do that. They can't, and they don't know what to do about it.
Yeah.
Right? I just don't think they know they're going to have to replace her before they kick him out of office.
So you know who's waiting in the wings.
Right. Yeah, she's coming in 2024, folks.
Oh, brother.
You can never underestimate the venality of the Clinton family. And she'll be back.
Have you seen that picture of her and Bill walking the beach on Long Island?
Oh, no. I really try to actively avoid photos of her on the beach.
Her hips are getting wider.
And Leon's getting larger.
They both are. David, we got to take our first break here.
Okay.
We'll be right back to you. David Blackman, our favorite blogger, and we'll... got to get his blog address and other things, and we want to give away a subscription to his blog. He does a free and a paid one, and I've been promising this for like a month, and I don't know what to do. It's not a contest prize. I want somebody who would really love to have it to get it. So maybe we'll...
Write us an essay.
Yeah.
Tell us why.
100 words or less.
Yeah.
Tell us why. And if I get a bunch of really good ones, maybe I can cut a deal. All right, 3:15. This is not only the saddest day of the year, this Monday, the 17th, for a whole wide variety of reasons. It's also the first day of what becomes, it's an unfortunate term, divorce season. Folks who made it through the holidays have reached the other side. time is behind and now they're making decisions. If you find yourself in that group, or maybe you were put into that group because your partner surprised you, whatever the case, first step, don't try to manage the situation by yourself. Don't. That never works out. It just doesn't work out. Get representation that not only knows the law, but gives you the passion of advocacy. People who will be there for you when it's not just a matter of making a statement in a court of law. It's knowing that they're fighting for you. You've got to have that. And then the ultimate lesson in life, turn it over. Let their expertise and experience work for you. That's Dana Delk and Jacqueline Tomlinson. She's back. Now I have to finish my will. They also do matters of family law, and she's had it ready to go for like a year. Somehow I'm still living. But you never know. Now that I have an aneurysm, who knows? If I'll be here at 6. Am I being dramatic? Okay.
Yes.
Sorry about that.
Live long and prosper.
If you need to consult, and by the way, there may not be a decision. There may just be a feeling or a hunch. Get a consultation at 819-4810, 819-4810 for Delk and Tomlinson, attorneys at law.
A representation is made that the quality of legal services performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Rich is forecasting two, and then back with David Blackman.
Plumbing problems can happen anytime, 24/7. And as we often do, we grab some tools and try to fix it ourselves. That's usually when we find ourselves in the middle of a mess. As a famous actor once said, you have to know your limitations. Jot down this website, clarkcomfort.com. The staff at Clark Heating, Air, and Plumbing is ready to show up and bail you out, literally, and get your home back to normal. It doesn't take a lot of water to do extensive damage. Clark is there 24/7 for all your emergency needs. Whether it's a leaky faucet to completing a major installation or a replacement job, Clark's licensed professionals are prepared to do it all. Clark Heating, Air, and Plumbing understands that everyone has concerns when it comes to COVID-19. All of our technicians take every precaution possible to protect you while they're in your home. So, when it comes to your home's plumbing, know your limitations. The next time you need plumbing repairs, you better call Clark. Clark Heating, Air, and Plumbing, ready 24/7 to take care of your emergency needs. Visit clarkcomfort.com. That's clarkcomfort.com. Alabama certification number 99004.
This is Alex Taylor with American Classic Designs. AKD would like to wish all our customers a happy new year. 2021 was such an exciting year for us, especially seeing the community get back to life. From school functions, church events, family reunions, and community races, AKD has been happy to provide the River Region with all things screen printing, embroidery, and promotional items. As an event-based business, it was tough seeing the world slow down, but watching it speed back up has been such a blessing. One of the huge hits this past year was our online store option. Order My Gear created a great way for schools and sports teams to not only increase their brand awareness, but also be able to do some much-needed fundraising. So here's the 2022. We will focus on every detail, down to a T. Call us now at 334-277-8433 or our Prattville office at 334-361-2133. Follow us on Facebook and visit our website at goakd.com.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by Wiley Sanders Truck Lines. Great news from Wiley Sanders Truck Lines. Call about a significant pay raise. Call now, 855-777-9785. That's 855-777-9785. Wiley Sanders Truck Lines.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. After a chilly day today, we're headed for well below freezing tonight. Mostly clear skies. The winds die down. Overnight low temperature by dawn, about 27. Tomorrow, mostly sunny. Not quite as cool. We'll be close to normal for the afternoon high of 57. Nice recovery on Wednesday. I think we make it into the mid-60s with a chance of rain by Wednesday afternoon and a better chance of rain Wednesday night into Thursday morning. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
John Bobo here with Capital Tractor. Whether you're working at your camp, on the farm, or on a job site, you deserve equipment that works as hard as you do. That's why we carry brands that are industry leaders like Kubota, Lamprod, Diamond, Bush Hog, and more. Capital Tractor, Montgomery and Brundage.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
Live, local talk, the River Region's most trusted voice for news and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
The saddest day
gets better from here. And why wouldn't it with the leadership we have in the White House?
I've done some dumb things, and I'll do dumb things again.
Yeah.
Yes, he will.
Absolutely. I loved your absurdity today, as you pointed out. Does the media do anything but lie?
No.
Distort,
absolutely
twist?
Not.
This Joe Rogan thing, let's talk about that. You go ahead and set it up.
Yeah, well, you know, it's the 270 doctors sign a letter, right? It's
yeah.
like the 97% consensus of all the scientists on global warming.
Yeah. Huh?
I mean, as soon as you see the headline in the Associated Press or Reuters or, you know, wherever it is it's coming from, you know it's a lie. You know it's an outright, absolute lie that the media outlet has done zero research looking into who these people actually are. Mm-hmm. And that within a few days, you're going to find out that it wasn't 270 doctors. It was a bunch of college professors and psychologists and bloggers even, and, you know, guys on the street, and the garbage man came by and signed a petition. And, you know, it's the most predictable thing in the world. Every media outlet, mainstream media outlet in the United States reported this letter as if it was a fact, demanding... Doctors demand that Joe Rogan be canceled by Spotify because he's a menace to public health. And it wasn't. I mean, it wasn't. And it was very easy for just a different blogger than me at Substack, writing at Substack, went out and did the research and figured it out. You know, in a tiny minority, there are some doctors who signed the letter. There's a lot more nurses and, you know, a whole lot more people who aren't doctors. And no one knows what any of their own political motivations are, but we can certainly guess. We can certainly guess that of the 270 signatories to that letter, 269 at least are Democrats, leftists who voted for Joe Biden.
Right.
And this was all a political effort. And it's the most predictable thing in the world. And you would say, well, the news media is so stupid for falling for it. No, that's not what happened. The news media was part of the effort. Okay, they knew it was false. There's not a single reporter who reported that story who didn't understand that this was all false. Okay, but they liked the story. They liked the damage it does to a person they now hate, Joe Rogan. And so they reported it. And they won't correct their stories. They won't issue any apologies. They'll just go on because this is what the news media does. It's what they all do. It's uniform across the industry now. And, you know, it's why I have, you know, constantly write that our news media establishment is a clear and present danger to our country's continued existence.
Yes.
Because of episodes just like this.
And I still can't fathom what's in it for them, why they want this system, like it's not going to affect them. By the way, somewhere today I saw, I'm scrolling because I posted your blog, that Joe Rogan has 11 million viewers
yes.
to that podcast,
yes.
and CNN has like just a few hundred thousand viewers.
Last week, CNN's peak average audience last week was 800,000 total people with less than 200,000 in the key demographic. Joe Rogan has 11 million listeners to every episode of his podcast on average.
It's incredible.
Yeah.
I've only heard.
I mean, Joe Rogan has more listeners than all of the cable news channels
yeah.
combined every day.
So he has considerable power, and God forbid the truth comes out there, right?
Right. And that's why they're so afraid of him, because he, you know, aired the interview with Dr. Malone when he's talking about this mass psychosis, which is obviously what's been happening in our society on any number of different issues over the last 20 years. I've written so much about it, about global warming over the last 20 years, for example. I mean, it's all mass psychosis. The whole climate change, energy transition thing, it's all an exercise in brainwashing and mass psychosis. And the same thing with the COVID religion on the left.
You know,
it's all these religions that pop up on the left. And it's all just an aspect of the media's efforts at brainwashing successfully.
I saw on your energy blog the amount of fossil fuels being used to get the New England area through this cold weather.
Yeah.
That the contribution from windmills and solar or so-called renewables is just about nil.
3%. 3% in New England over the weekend they were getting from wind and solar. Okay.
Yeah, well, let's shut
24%. Well, 31% came from natural gas, clean burning natural gas, 25% from nuclear, and 24% from fuel oil. Now, fuel oil, so you're at 80% just in those three fuel sources.
Right.
On New England's grid. Fuel oil is really the power generating source of last resort for most power utilities. It's used in plants that normally would burn either coal or natural gas, but when coal and natural gas become too expensive, then they will resort to fuel oil, which is, it burns less efficiently, it creates more emissions than either coal or natural gas, and that's why they don't like to use it. But the situation on particularly natural gas supply in New England has become so dire because the state of New York won't allow any pipelines to be built to New England from the Marcellus Shale natural gas play. So they're having to import LNG from overseas, liquefied natural gas, even though the United States is the biggest natural gas producer on Earth by far. A lot of that LNG they're importing into Boston Harbor comes from Russia. It's hostage to international natural gas prices, which are incredibly inflated. And so it's become cheaper for a lot of those utilities up there to burn fuel oil. And this is all a completely attributable result to the fact that wind and solar don't keep their promises. They don't deliver the power they promise they're going to deliver because they can't deliver the power they promise they're going to deliver. And it all goes right back to that. And I probably got myself in trouble with my editors at Forbes for writing that story, but I don't care.
Hey, more power to you, man. Yeah. We need to take a quick break here, get a look at the roads. If your personal energy is flagging, there's a nice natural way to boost it. That's called a 296-1662 to infusion and set yourself up with an IV, or at least talk to the staff there, Ryan Turner or Lori or one of the nurses, and find out, because they can tweak these infusions. They go directly into your system. Your stomach does not decide what it's going to put in and kick out. And the benefits are immediate, whether you're looking to replenish after maybe in putting too many hours, maybe too many hours having a good time. Whatever the case, if you're dragging at the start of the year, this is one natural way to boost your energy. They can also help boost your metabolism. They have an IV vitamin therapy for that as well. Glutathione to give you a little more brain clarity. There's all kinds of ways they can enhance these to give you a better result and help you feel better as you go through the days. Also with infusion, pain relief techniques like acupuncture, which I get from my chiropractor there, Dr. Terry Gross. Cryotherapy, laser therapy, which is great. You just sit there. The laser directs the flow of blood to the area where the healing needs to happen. You get immediate results from that. A number of us here have tried that, and it's worked out great. And CryoSkin 3.0, great way to lose an inch off your waist without any invasive procedures. It's very comfortable, actually. And Ryan Turner can explain how that works for you as well. 296-1662, or read the menu at infusioncryoandlaser.com. 3:30, back with David Blackman in a moment.
Montgomery, Skywatch, traffic looking around the city right now. We have a little bit of congestion east South Boulevard from Baptist up to Troy Highway. A little bit of congestion on the Northeast Boulevard around Jackson Ferry. And we're seeing spotty congestion at some of the major intersections around the boulevard. But that's about it. A lot of people out shopping today. No problems on the interstate. We've got no issues Prattville, Millbrook, Wetumpka that we're aware of at the moment. Keep it here. We'll keep you updated. It's all fun at Festival Plaza. Shop Bougie Nails and Sposs, your experience, Winger Sports Grill, and more. Festival Plaza, Taylor at Vaughn, another Greg McClinton and Company development. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
All roads lead to Brubaker Motors, located on the Eastern Boulevard in Montgomery, Alabama. Don't get caught in traffic. Shop online anytime. It's better at Brubaker.com.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. At PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
Hi there, I'm Kim Williams.
And I'm Madeline Cannon. And if you're currently renting, this one is for you.
First-time homebuyers typically have lots of questions. What does my credit score have to be? How much can I afford? What will my payment be? What's my down payment? We get it. Buying a home is a big deal, but it doesn't have to be a big headache. At Alabama Home Mortgage, we make the process as easy as possible.
Getting started is simple. Don't put the cart before the horse. Your very first step should be to speak with an experienced loan originator, like ourselves, who will walk hand-in-hand with you. You can give us a call at 567-4223 or visit us online at myalabamahomemortgage.com to begin the quick Alabama Home Mortgage pre-approval process.
Long gone are the days of huge down payments. You'll be amazed at how little money, if any, is required to buy your first home.
Call Alabama Home Mortgage today at 567-4223 or visit us online at myalabamahomemortgage.com. Rent no longer. It's time to buy. Call Alabama Home Mortgage because there is a difference in mortgage companies.
NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
My stomach.
Don't worry. I've got you covered.
When you have nausea, heartburn, indigestion, upset stomach, diarrhea.
What's that?
It's Pepto-Bismol Chews.
Pepto-Bismol's in a chew?
Yeah, they taste great and provide fast relief. And you can always have Pepto-Bismol handy.
Ooh, let me try it.
Try Pepto-Bismol Chews for fast relief.
Nausea, heartburn, indigestion, upset stomach, diarrhea.
Use as directed. Keep out of reach of children.
Cutting the price of your wireless bill feels good. Really good. So good, you gotta try it. With Straight Talk, you can get our Silver Unlimited plan for just $45 a month. Now with unlimited high-speed data, plus 5 gigabytes hotspot data, and no contract, with nationwide 5G on America's best networks. Why pay a whole lot for your data when you can get unlimited for a whole lot less? Straight Talk Wireless. No contract, no compromise.
5G-capable device required. Actual availability, coverage, and speed may vary. See terms and conditions at straighttalk.com.
The River Region's News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1. WACV. News Talk 93.1.
It's Martin Luther King Day. Who can bring some additional meaning and impact to the values that we celebrate on this day?
I don't feel no ways tired. I come too far from where I started from. Nobody told me that the road would be easy.
Can we have a more pleasant sound? Yeah, I could listen to that.
Oh, goodness, man.
Yeah, happened not far from here, too. By the way, did you check your phone? I sent you that photo of her that I was referencing earlier.
Uh-huh.
She looks like a walking orange juice squeezer. Hillary on the beach in Long Island. And I guess Bill must be social distancing. He's so far away, you can't even see him. In the photo. Beautiful thing, isn't it?
It's just trying to stay in his safe space.
Yeah, yeah. Totally. Like you and many others. By the way, David, before I forget, please give your blog address.
Oh, sure. David Blackman, all one word, .substack.com. Very simple and easy.
All right. Yesterday, as always seems to be the case, we had... like when Obama was president. Whoa, don't jump to conclusions. You know, like the San Bernardino shooting and everything else, Fort Hood. And, of course, it turned out to be Islamic terror.
Of course.
Yesterday, let's see, we had hostages in a synagogue and an act of terror going on, yet there was reluctance to lay the blame where it belonged.
Yeah, you know, it's I guess it's just become kind of the standard operating procedure for the news media. The headlines screamed at Associated Press, ranting man holds hostages in Jewish synagogue in Texas.
Yeah, ranting.
One newspaper said that man with British accent takes hostages.
Yeah.
That's all they knew about him was he was ranting and he had a British accent.
That could have been Simon Cowell.
Oh, yeah, sure. Why not? I mean, Benny Hill might have come back to life for all we knew. Right? It's just also, it's theater of the absurd. I mean, we know what the guy's... And then the FBI holds a press conference late Sunday and says, after 30 hours, I guess it had been going on, and they knew exactly who he was. They'd had him under surveillance. They let him into the country despite a long criminal record. FBI knew all about this guy. But his claim was, the spokesman for the FBI says, well, you know, he seemed to be focused on an objective that didn't really have anything to do with Jewish people. And we're trying to figure out what his motive really is. Well, okay. So, I mean, if it didn't have anything to do with Jewish people, then why didn't he take hostages at a Walmart?
Yeah.
I mean, why did he go to the synagogue? It's not easy to find a synagogue in Colleyville, Texas, by the way. There is not a large Jewish population in Colleyville, Texas. I live right around here. I know Colleyville, Texas. And he had to work to figure out where that synagogue was. You know, it wasn't like just driving up to the Circle K and getting gas. You know, they're not all over the place.
So it's safe to assume he targeted this place.
I'm sorry, go ahead, sorry.
I said it's safe to assume that he selected this particular target.
Of course he did. Of course he did. And what's wrong with saying it? I mean, it is what it is.
Why are we so afraid of the truth?
Right.
It's hurting somebody's feelings. Oh, my God.
You know, and just because this guy did that, that doesn't mean all Islamic people are bad. It doesn't mean anything other than this guy had his motivations. They were obvious. Everybody knew who he was. It's another instance of the FBI falling down on the job and letting a criminal into the country who shouldn't have been allowed into the country and failing to keep him under proper surveillance. And here we go. You know, luckily, thank God, no one but the terrorist was killed. But he was a terrorist. That's who he was. Okay? Let's just say it.
Terrorist. Yeah. Islamic terrorist.
You know, I just...
Even his brother wondered how he got in America. I mean, but...
Yeah.
We have such tight immigration laws, and they're so... heavily enforced. I just don't know how this guy slipped through the cracks.
Right. And of course, now the FBI has sent out a different statement from the national office. They probably got calls in from the Anti-Defamation League and all the big money donors from the Jewish community to the Democratic Party saying, what in the world are you people doing? Okay, we give all kinds of money to your political party. You need to correct this record. So they corrected the record, and they're trying to make it all go away because now we know that the FBI knew all about this guy before this happened.
Yeah.
Okay, and failed yet again, yet again, like every other major terrorist event in this country in the last 10 years. Should have had the guy under surveillance, should have prevented it from happening, and did not do so for whatever reason. And... you know, how much longer do we just let this rogue law enforcement agency abuse the public like it does? It's really shameful. And it's not just the people at the highest levels in the FBI. It's the whole organization. It's a dumpster fire that needs to be completely torn down to its foundations and gotten rid of.
If only we had free and fair elections in this country, you know? So if only we had free and fair elections in America.
Yeah. Well, you know, even when we elected a president of the other party, he didn't do anything about it. And that was largely the motivation behind the never-ending coup that took place during his presidency out of the offices of the FBI to prevent him from doing anything about it.
It's going to take somebody, and, you know, I'm liking DeSantis, man. He just...
Right.
He is solid. Somebody with a bulldozer.
I just think I think President Trump, God love him, needs to really start thinking seriously about all this talk about running again in 2024 because the Republican Party has a better alternative.
Well, would it be safe to assume, based on things I've read, that it's like that horrible New York City murder? It was a young African-American man who went to a Burger King armed, robbed it, the young girl behind the counter, 19 years old, just literally starting her life, gave him the cash that was in the drawer, and then he shot her to death in cold blood. The New York City police found him, and his comment wasn't one of contrition or sorrow. It was, America's going to burn. I see that no matter who it is, once they have to relinquish power, they're going to set fire to everything they can. I think.
Oh, yes, absolutely. You know, it'll be a replay of the summer of 2020 for 4 years. I mean, no one should doubt that. The Democrats proved in 2020 that they can sponsor and pay for and televise, you know, with their preferred media sources, riots in every major city, Democrat-run city in this country, and do it with complete impunity, with absolutely no political damage blowing back on their political party. That's what happened in 2020. And so you should understand that, yeah, we're going to elect a Republican in 2024 in all likelihood, and we're going to have 4 years of that, because this is, to the Democratic Party, the leaders of that party, that's just a standard political tactic now. It's acceptable. It's to them, it's just no different than, you know, demagoguing Social Security.
Yeah.
It's the same thing to them. And yeah, if people lose their property or people get killed, you know, well, that's just all collateral damage for the larger cause, which is what? The Democratic Party being able to acquire and maintain political power, which has been that party's only real true goal for this country since it was founded, frankly. When you really look at the history of that party.
Very good. So, did you ever see the Dinesh D'Souza film?
Yeah.
Really,
very good. Very well done. All true. All 100% factual.
Very powerful. Very powerful.
Yeah, very powerful.
David, we need to pause here for bottom of the hour news break. Rich's forecast, and then we're back. David Blackman, our guest, as we visit. Fortunately, we get to leave for the Idiocracy.
Hi, I'm Ellis Askew with Alabama News Network. Montgomery Public Schools is searching for a new school superintendent as Dr. Anroy Moore retires at the end of the year. There are meetings tomorrow at the Lee High School Auditorium. Two of the meetings are open to the public, one at 11 a.m. and another at 5:30 p.m. The public is invited to give input. An online survey is also available. It will remain open until January 21st. Due to a spike in COVID-19 cases, several school systems are going virtual this week. All Montgomery Public Schools will be closed and classes will be held virtually through the end of the week. Schools will reopen Monday, January 24th. Alexander City Schools shifted to remote learning last Friday. Students will return to schools on Thursday. There are lots of events happening today for the Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. holiday. The Legacy Museum and the National Memorial for Peace and Justice are open with free admission. The Civil Rights Memorial is also open with free admission. In downtown Montgomery, there was the annual MLK service, MLK parade, and MLK program. I'm Ellis Askew for CBS 8 and ABC 32.
Prescription products require an online physician consultation and are only available if the physician determines a prescription is appropriate. Subscription required. See website for full details and important safety information.
Hey guys, good news. The outrageously expensive Viagra is available in generic form, which means you can get the prescription medication to treat ED for a fraction of the cost. And Hims makes it extra affordable. The generic form of Viagra has the same active ingredient, but is 90% cheaper. And right now, get your first online doctor's visit totally free when you go to forhims.com/radio. That's right, free. Zero copay, no expensive appointments, and no awkward face-to-face conversations to get your prescription. Hims connects you to medical providers online who can evaluate you and, if appropriate, prescribe your ED medication. Then a certified pharmacy sends it right to your door. Hims makes it affordable, private, and incredibly easy. Nobody likes dealing with ED. Now, thanks to Hims, nobody has to, and that's really good news. To start your free online visit, you need to go to this exclusive address, forhims.com/radio. That's forhims.com/radio for your free online visit. forhims.com/radio.
Let's face it. Credit cards are pretty much a necessity.
New tires for the car? Here's my card.
I order takeout? Use my card. And most of us just accept the high interest rates credit cards charge as a necessary evil.
What are you going to do?
Get a low fixed-rate credit card consolidation loan from LightStream from $5,000 to $100,000 and pay off those credit card balances. Apply online, and you could get your money as soon as the day you apply. The average credit card company charges over 19% APR, but with LightStream, you can get a fixed rate as low as 4.98% APR with autopay and excellent credit.
Now I can pay off my high-interest credit cards and save money with a much lower rate.
Apply today at lightstream.com/radio and get an additional interest rate discount. That's lightstream.com/radio. lightstream.com/radio.
Subject to credit approval. Rates range from 4.98% APR to 19.99% APR and include a 0.5% autopay discount. Lowest rate requires excellent credit. Terms and conditions apply and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit lightstream.com/radio for more information.
Another Guardian Credit Union story.
Good morning. What can I get you?
Yeah, hi. I need a cup of coffee. I also need some tires for my van and my washer machine to stop leaking.
We're a coffee shop. We only sell...
And I need a new roof, a bigger bed, and a porch door that you don't have to fight with to close. Oh, how am I going to do this?
Oh, okay. I can get you some coffee. But let me tell you, for everything else, you should talk to my friends at Guardian Credit Union. They'll help you get what you need when you need it. Guardian helped me just last month when I needed a new refrigerator.
Really? Wow, maybe they could help me take care of some of my needs.
I'm sure they can. Here's their number. It's 334-244-9999. Or you can just apply online. Now enjoy that coffee, honey. Everything will work out.
Connect with Guardian today for all your lending needs. Federally insured by NCUA.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpet, where you'll find a complete line of Mohawk carpet with smart strand fiber. It's always available and ready to be installed. H&H Carpet, across from Walmart Atlanta Highway.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. After a chilly day today, we're headed for well below freezing tonight. Mostly clear skies. The winds die down. Overnight low temperature by dawn, about 27. Tomorrow, mostly sunny. Not quite as cool. We'll be close to normal for the afternoon high of 57. Nice recovery on Wednesday. I think we make it into the mid-60s with a chance of rain by Wednesday afternoon and a better chance of rain Wednesday night into Thursday morning. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Buying or building a new home comes with many difficult decisions. The mortgage process shouldn't be one of them. Let CBNS Bank's experienced mortgage lenders make the process easy. Visit a CBNS Bank office or cbsbank.com. All loans subject to credit approval. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Live local talk, the River Region's only 24-hour News Talk FM station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Can't get the bare necessities, supermarket necessities. There's shortages of everything I need. The shelves are barren and empty. I can't buy any groceries. The supply chain is really screwing me. There's no peanut butter, no avocados, no soup for my supper, no Texas toast. They're out of Swiss and cheddar cheese. They don't have eggs or broccoli. No chicken of the sea, tuna cans, organic yams or raspberry jam. No toilet paper too. The bare necessities you need like eating food. But there's no food.
We had empty shelves when Trump was president. No, we had hoarders of toilet paper. But pretty much things stayed on track. But now it's stunning.
It really is, yeah.
I called our local gas company today, Spire, because we have a gas fireplace. We've never used it. And I'm not about to try and turn it on, figuring it out myself. So we thought, can you send somebody out to make sure that it's ready to work? Well, we don't have the manpower to do that.
Okay.
I was like, yeah. What? So we do have approved contractors who can do that. And I said, is Clark's on the list? Yes. All right. So problem solved. But this is incredible. This just seems this great. Well, how are these people getting by?
A lot aren't. And of course, a company like your utility company has more than 100 employees. It has until recently been subject to the whims of the Biden administration's vaccine mandate, which has no doubt had a severe impact on their ability to keep people working. supply chain, same thing. Guess what happened today? Today, into effect went new restrictions on the ability of unvaccinated truck drivers to cross the Canadian and Mexican borders into the United States. And so the supply chain problem is not going to get better, folks. It's going to get worse. It's going to get worse and pretty rapidly. And, you know, it's going to impact every consumer item you're used to buying at some point. I don't think we're going to be in a Soviet Union situation where the shelves are bare all the time, but you're going to very frequently go to the store and not see the groceries on the shelves that you're used to seeing in a lot of parts of the store. And because we have no one, no adult in charge of literally any of this in right. Washington, trying to make anything better. Pete Buttigieg is just a liar and a charlatan, hasn't done anything, has literally done nothing.
Elf on a shelf.
To help. He's a joke. So it's only going to get worse. It's going to keep getting worse. And that's all part of the Democrat Party's plan for America, is for things to just keep getting worse and worse and worse, because chaos is the goal. A frightened public is the goal, because you're a lot easier to control if you're afraid. And, you know, I mean, I'm not going to sit here and lie about it.
You know, which brings me to the next point. You made note of a 12 to 14 point shift to the GOP.
Yeah.
I would think, given what people have observed in the first year, it would be far larger than that.
Well, you know, it's a Gallup poll, and Gallup structures its sample still based on very unrealistic voter turnout from 2012. They're still assuming just an inherent Democrat plus 7 sample margin in all their polls. And so many of the pollsters still do that. I mean, that's 10 years ago. The whole country's changed in 10 years. And yet they're still using this 2012 turnout model to stratify their samples. And so, yeah, I mean, it's probably worse than that. They don't want to show it being worse than that. For political reasons, Gallup is a Democratic organization.
See, rather than fix that gap by actually getting things to get back on the rails and function again,
right.
They're investing all of their energy to one way or another stick this voters' rights bill up our keisters. I can't take this. By the way, it's 3:53. What do you think of the start that Youngkin has gotten off to in Virginia?
Well, it seems good to me. You know, I think Virginia's lucky to have voted the way they did. Mm-hmm. You know, you got rid of the guy who wears Klan robes and replaced him with an intelligent person who's built an incredibly successful business. And you rejected Terry McAuliffe, who is the Clinton's bag man for the last 25 years. Completely, utterly corrupt individual, a ghoul of a human being who never should have been able to run for office out of prison, frankly. So congratulations to the voters of Virginia to have enough common sense to elect the guy. He seems like he's going to be a successful governor, and certainly his lieutenant governor is a breath of fresh air.
Yeah.
Yes.
And the whole administration seems to be. So the Commonwealth seems to be in pretty good hands right now. We'll see how long it lasts.
I mean, on day one, you know, getting rid of critical race theory, empowering Virginia parents in their kids' classrooms. That was the issue ultimately where the Democrats got exposed and lost. But I'm liking what I'm seeing here. This seems like a good dose of genuine conservatism in Virginia.
Right. And it's, you know, and the best part about it is all that news out of Virginia gets covered in the Washington, D.C. media. So it tends to make national news a lot. And that can only be a positive thing and a very negative thing for the Biden administration.
What was it that Psaki said? That woman comes up with new...
Which time?
Yeah.
Which one?
Yeah.
It said it's a blah, 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 blah. Convicted pedophile funneled millions into foreign cash into Crooked Hillary's 2016 campaign. Yeah. Well, I'm shocked.
There's a shocker.
Yeah.
Does he work for CNN too?
Headline on pro-Trump news, red wave coming. No, there was something. New Yorkers are protesting AOC.
Good.
In the meantime, the power of the left, like, how did Biden get DirecTV to dump One America News? This is scary stuff.
It really is scary stuff. It made me almost wish that I hadn't canceled my DirecTV 3 months ago so I could go ahead and cancel it now.
Yeah. I hope people
I gave up on AT&T and DirecTV a few months ago.
Yeah, and they've both been left-leaning for a while.
Yeah, yeah. It's so anti-American. Yeah. I mean, it's just rank Soviet-style censorship. And carried out by one of the biggest corporations on the face of the earth. I mean, you can't just say, oh, that's just DirecTV. No, that's AT&T.
Yep.
That's AT&T, which also, I believe, is the parent company of CNN.
Yes.
Which, of course, is part of the motivation for getting rid of OAN, right?
Yeah, there
because
you go.
Because they're competition.
I see.
And yeah, you know, I mean, so you have these corporate oligarchs making these quasi-governmental decisions like this that, impact our entire society. And I had an uncle who used to, every time I went to see him, to lecture me about corporate socialism. Mm-hmm. And this is exactly what the kind of thing he was talking about, how the corporations were trending then, this would have been in the 80s and 90s, towards becoming more powerful than the government in terms of setting social policy. And this is part of that. It's corporate socialism practiced by AT&T.
Well, on that note, there's never enough time to talk.
Never enough time.
David Blackman, your blog address one more time, please.
David Blackman at let me start over. DavidBlackman.substack.com. Always make that mistake.
Now, David does free blogs that you can subscribe to, and there's a paying blog, and I'll tell you what, that makes me not only a smarter talk show host, but a smarter citizen. And I would like to give one of those away. So if you're interested, please send me an email to Greg Budell at AOL. Have you heard of them? They're really brand new. AOL.com, and let me know, because I really want to make sure that we gift this to somebody who would love to have it, who would appreciate the additional insights. I don't want to turn it into a contest, because this is not something we're just going to give away as some kind of a prize. I want it to be something that somebody would really want to have, but maybe out of their budget for the moment, that kind of thing. And we thank you for your time, as always. It's always a blast.
Thank you.
And I always feel better.
Me too.
You know, we got a lot of people out there who are with us on this too. So I think in the end, God and right will prevail.
I think so. I try to be confident in that. Yes.
We thank you so much, David. We'll talk to you Monday.
Yes, sir. Y'all have a wonderful week.
You too. All right. I just, it's so nice to have that on our agenda first thing to start the week, especially on a day like this when who knows. I hate these days. I hate these